Let's go.
Okay, we are back now. You know, some technical difficulties here, and Russ maybe a little too shy for the camera, so he's hiding behind his R now. But nevertheless, you have me, and you don't even need to have me. You have Mr. Fandi Ahmad here, and I think all our viewers just happy to see Fandi here. So Fandi, I think we were talking about your stint in KL, and you know, you were going for training camps and stuff like that. Maybe you can pick up from there.
Yes, definitely. Every year since 1986, I think that time our coach was Joseph Bangloss. He's from Czech Republic and Czechoslovakia. Actually, he wanted us to be better and then get a very good preseason. So we every year, without fail, we will be in Czechoslovakia, which is our main base, and then for about 10 days, and then we move out from there to go to like Austria, Vienna. We stay there for another week, we play matches, and then we travel to Holland, play. We travel around Europe to play all the matches and to get everybody fit and ready when we go back for our competition. And it really helped because it gives you the new way of thinking, mentality, the playing style, because we stay together for about a month and we travel and it's a team. The bonding was good, the training was very good, and the competition playing against top teams there in Holland, in Austria. In fact, those days, Austria, they, if you remember Mario Kempes, he was still playing in the team that we played against, and we played three matches in Austria, a game in Holland, and another two or three games in Czechoslovakia. So we had a very good, strong team, and then we actually we managed to actually improve a lot through all those training and all the matches that we played. And also we watched some matches there. It's very interesting for us to, you know, for the younger players, especially like us, you know, traveling and playing and just focusing on our football. Mentality has changed, and we stay bonding together, and it make us even stronger as a team, because we come from all multiracial, you know. We have Malays, the Indians, and the Eurasian. We have the Chinese and Bengali also in our team.
One and only Singh.
Yeah, actually we got so many Singh. You all forgot about it. We have Sabagit Singh, Tan Siew Singh, Sikkim Singh. We got all the Singh at the back.
That one different Singh.
Different Singh. And different Singh. Yeah.
Okay, so you can hear my voice. So I'm the invisible man now for the second part of the interview. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Fandi, tell us about how special it was to share the stage in KL with two other Singaporeans, Malik Awab and K. Kanan.
Definitely, because Malik is my buddy and Kanan is my used to be, you know, playing with him in the youth and also the senior team in Singapore, and getting back together as a team, it makes us even stronger, because we have Kanan, myself and Malik, we understand each other very well. And you see, Malik usually plays on the left or on the right, and Kanan the same. I always play in the center. You know, sometimes I drop in midfield. So we know each other's way of play. And all the other players, you know, they respect us because we work as a team. We work together. Our main target, the three of us, is want to make the team, you know, blend together to be solid. And we did that. And we played many matches in the first year. Until the last match, we didn't lose any game until we came to Singapore in the league. You know, the league here, we already won the league and we lost 1-0 in Singapore, actually. Yeah. So, but that was football. You know, sometimes when you stay together, you understand each other, you have belief in one another. And then team spirits and discipline, dedication was there. Important thing, everybody wanting so much to win for our big boss, Tan Sri Elias. He was such a nice man, and you know, we can't always say, you know, he always say, I want to make KL the best. So sometimes when there's matches that he wants to come, we always tell him, Tan Sri, you don't need to come. And then until we're leading last 10, 15 minutes, then you come. Because it seems that he, in training games and friendly games, when he comes, and even following several years. Whenever it comes to be going to lose a game, you lose a game every time.
Oh.
So we always, even the final, you don't come, you watch at home until the last 10, 15 minutes you come to. And he believed, he trusts us. So he said, okay, I will do that. And it's quite funny, actually. So, but I mean,
Nice.
the bonding was good, really. It was so strong, and we like a big family, you know. And we are so happy, and we stayed many years together, at least 5 years, 4 years, 5 years together. Yeah.
Is the bonding still strong till today?
Yes, and we still keep in touch with them, and they always text us. And then sometimes I go KL, I'll meet them, especially like Razib, those are in KL. And I also actually Razib and Tan Siew Seng and Marzan and a few people there like Subhadron, Ramlan. And I actually played again with Shebi in Pahang, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. I got to come to that as well.
Yeah.
Because you after KL, you had a move to Ophi Krete
Yes.
in Greece,
Yeah.
and that didn't work out.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you've
Yeah.
already shared with us because of
Yeah.
work permit issues.
Yeah.
And then you came back to Malaysia to join Pahang, and this was the Pahang Dream Team, as it was known back then. You were joined by Shabby again, and you had a
Yeah.
fellow Singaporean, Wee Sundramoorthy there, the late
Yeah.
Borhan Abu Samah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your
But this,
colleagues right now, Zainal Abidin Hassan,
yeah,
Dollah Saleh,
correct. Ahmad Yusof was there, and then
Ahmad Yusof,
yeah.
Khairul Azman in goal. So
Correct,
really,
correct.
really a dream team.
Yeah.
What's special about this team?
I mean, we have two different teams, 93 and 94. 93, we had so many players from other states who came down to join us. We have Ravi Chandran, we have from Kedah, we have Shabir Singh and myself, and we have Sundram. In that 93, we had a very good team. We have Dola, we have the Ahmad Yusof, and we have I think one more foreigner from foreign player was I forgot his name. He's from Hungary. Yeah. So, but that team was good. But then we didn't make it. The league was good for us. But and then the cup, we got knocked out in the quarter final or semi final. I can't remember. But I don't know. It doesn't really click because we were quite new together. But the second year was different because the boss made a big change. Because we brought in Salahuddin. We brought in Alan Bear. Alan, not Alan Best. Alan Davison. And then Sevi left, Sundram left, Ravi Chandran left, a lot of the local players left, except for myself. And then they brought in Alan Davison and Borhan Abu Samah. Actually, it was not accidental, because when I came to Singapore, the prince asked me, Pandi, can you look for a center back? So I asked Razali Saad whether he's interested to play for Pahang because we're looking for a center back, And then he said no, he wants to work here because he just started work with Ever Air or Evergreen with Patrick Ang, So by then I asked Borhan, are you interested to come to Pahang? He said yes. So I brought him and introduced and then he signed. So he was a key figure with Salahuddin and Alan Davison because we were playing 3-5-2 most times there. The second year with Mike Brown, Mike Brown is the assistant of Ron Atkinson that time. Yeah. After he left Manchester. Yeah.
And that Hungarian player, is it Zsolt Books?
No.
No.
Fabulaya. His name is Fabula, something Fabulaya. But he only stayed one season in that first year, 93. Yeah. But in fact, in 93, we had a very good stint training in Germany as well, We went with Pahang team, we went to Germany. We had a few matches in Germany. Yeah. So we had a good preparation, but I think the team doesn't click, much. So that's why they made the changes. So it was good changes actually because we had more hardworking players coming into the team because we got too many stars. I think sometimes it is a problem. So, but when I played for Pahang, mostly I was playing as a midfielder, attacking midfielder. Because we always play 3-5-2, and then Zainal and Dola will be the upfront play. Unless one of them injured, then I will move forward. So I was playing with Ahmad Yusof, who is a center midfield defensive,
Yeah.
and I was playing with another left footer. I forgot his name now. And then, yeah, I can't remember his name. But it was a good team. We had good balance and all. We won the league, we won the cup, and every time was really every team wanted to beat us because they think we are a star-studded team. Actually,
Yeah.
we are just a name and hardworking team, that's all. And we believe in ourselves, and we most of the game we really grind out everything that we had, you know, because it's not easy, because all the teams really know that we have a good bunch of players there. They really want to try to beat us most times. But we had a strong mentality in that second year. Yeah.
Okay, and also interesting to note that the current Malaysia Agung was
Yeah.
actually the guy responsible for that dream team at that point of time. He was a crown prince at that time. Am I right, Fandi?
Yes, he and his brother, both of them. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I
Yeah,
know
both.
he was really, really passionate about Pahang, Pahang football, and then later on when he
Yeah.
was in FAM as well.
Yeah. Most time he is behind the scene, but he always come, you know, give us talk. But his brother was always with us, traveling with us everywhere we go, you know. He takes us Raja Muda, Tengku Muda, you know. And now the brother Abdullah is the king of Malaysia, so we
Yeah.
are very happy for him. And
Have
they
you been in
both
touch with him or has he got in touch with you?
most of the time with his brother lah, because he's always
Okay.
in jail. So and his father was a very you know, a very fatherly figure, and he always also sometimes come and watch us train, you know. And then they give us a lot of you know, talks, feedback, and then they want things to do, and we play well for the team. I mean, both I mean the family love football so much. And then, you know, as you know, Pahang been doing very well in the 80s, and always they just frustrated meeting Singapore every time in the semi-final or final every time, you know. So but they are a sporting family. They're very supportive. Yeah.
Okay, so in 93 you moved back to Singapore to be part of another dream team. So this is
Oh my.
the Singapore dream team.
So many
Wherever
groups.
Fandi goes is a dream team. You know, he Yeah,
just
everywhere he goes
joins
is a
there, it's a
dream
dream
team.
team. I don't know how it become dream team. I'm not a I don't know. The players are just there good, and we work together. Because in 92 when we won the double, actually I wanted to stay there, and then I signed another 3 years. But then somebody from Singapore came, was asked to, Mr. Patrick Ng was asked, I think by one of the ministers to persuade me to come back. And I told Patrick, it's not easy. I just signed another 3 years. You can see my contract. They want me to stay there, you know. So, but then how they managed to get me out of the contract, like they make some agreement. I think they had some transfers and all. So, but for me, I can stay there. I can come back. I was sad that Singapore went down second division. So I thought
Yeah.
it's a good time for me to come back. I've been out for about 11 years or 12 years away.
Yeah.
So I thought it's about time that I help my country back, you know, the Singapore team to, you know, be part of the Asia Cup team and the national team. And that's why I also talked to Patrick, I just signed. I think you have to speak to the prince and about the signing, I mean contract, sorry, the transfer fees, because those days it's quite easy to discuss with them, you know, not like now, because you go through agent, they make it difficult. So
Yeah.
I mean, those days is all between is a relationship between, I think Patrick has a very good relationship with the prince, you know, Tengku Muda, and that time was Tengku Abdullah, now the king, you know. So I think he made it happen, and he really wanted, and I also wanted after a while. Then I think it's time for me to come back to health, well, because I've been away too long, and it was a good time actually.
Yeah.
Even
So,
though we're playing second division, I don't mind. Yeah.
I mean, that's interesting to note as well. Singapore was actually playing in the second division in 93. That's also the time I spotted Singapore in the Malaysia League. And that time
And
as well,
if you remember, I think Pahang was the last team to beat them in Singapore, and they went down. And I believe, I remember it was Zainal Abidin Seder 1-0. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Did you play against
Yeah.
Singapore, Fandi, when you were playing
Yeah,
for?
yeah. Yes, I
How
was
was
there.
that? How was that
Many
feeling like?
times.
How
KL,
was
I
that?
think from
Many
KL
times.
also, right?
Yeah, many times.
KL.
It's normal, you know, understand Singapore fans, they will boo you, blah, blah, blah. But after you come back, they're happy. So it's like that. I mean, fans are like that.
Fans are like
You
that, yeah.
must have open mind. You don't worry about, you know, because you're Singaporean, you always remember where you came from, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So until today, I would say this 93 and 1994 Singapore team is remembered very fondly among Singaporeans, and even Malaysians remember this
Yeah.
team very fondly because of how good the team was. What were the highs and lows of this team for you, aside from the usual? Of course, in 93, the disappointment of losing the Malaysia Cup final to Kedah, and in 94 also, I mean, a lot of people talk about winning the Malaysia Cup, but Singapore actually did the double in 94, won the league and the cup. So that's the league part nobody really talks about, but everyone talks about the cup. But besides this, what for you were the highs and lows in these 2 years with the Singapore team?
Okay, when I got back, actually, I was expecting something, but it's very similar to Pahang team. We had too many superstars there, you know, in the team. So sometimes you have to sit back. Like for me, I don't have to play striker. I let Abbas, and so because Sivaji that time coach, he likes to play with the 3-5-2, you know, sometimes 5-3-2, and I mean, I play for the team, not for myself. Coach put me striker, I play. Put me anywhere, I play. So as long as I can have a chance to play, I play. So I think we have too many stars there, and then the like I said in Pahang, say they doesn't work well with some players because some are too individual, and some is a team player. Some work harder than others. So the difference is that the combination doesn't suit. When you have too many stars, and we have our own egos, though. So I always take a step back. Like in Pahang, I don't play strike. Most times I play midfield. When in the second division, we play in the Malaysian League, and I play most times in midfield. And it doesn't matter because important for me is the winning. Because I told minister, if I come back, I'll make sure we will win Malaysia Cup and whatever. You know, we are in even in SEA Games. I promise him. I thought we can speak about SEA Games later in the 93. Yeah, no, we're so confident because I told him I
You
can't.
are at home as well, Singapore playing at home.
I told the minister I will make the difference. You promise me, but I want this. I want to come back to Singapore because if I really want to come back, I'll make sure the team is well prepared and everything is, you know, on the board so we can understand how we're going to work. So, but in the first year was a good atmosphere at the stadium. Everybody was happy until we made to the final, we lost. But I was disappointed with myself because I didn't play well in the final because I don't know, you remember I had an accident 1 week, 10 days before I was
On
in
the
an
bus,
hospital.
right?
Yes, I was in hospital
That was
for
a
1 week.
very freak accident, I
It
remember.
was freak accident. I was so disappointed because I know I'm gonna miss, no, the final, I think. But I managed to recover, but I wasn't 100% fit. But I still played, you know, tried my best, like, you know. It was a very bad injury for me. And
Yeah, so just to interrupt you, Fandi, Kelvin's a bit puzzled about what that injury is. Can
Yeah, I was
you
gonna
tell
ask.
him? Can you tell him what that injury was? Because it was really, when I read about it in the newspaper, I was, what?
Well, that was a very serious injury, actually. Accident, more accident than
Yeah,
injury.
accident, yeah.
Because we were training at Paterson Road, Old Raffles School. I think you know, right? Old Raffles School, you know. And then it was raining heavily. We had to run off. And then the team coach, Sibaji, said, hey, we have to pack up and move out. So we all ran to the bus, changing and try to move. So while changing, I was sitting at the back, the last row. So you know, last time the bus all is not well maintained. Maybe I don't know. It's supposed to be because if it's a tour bus, it must be well maintained. And I was standing and trying to change my shorts. Then suddenly, The bus moved. Nobody knows. And then a lot of people got jacked off, you know. So I fall right straight to the liver.
Oh,
Know, the pool,
yes.
the you know, just the liver for the seat to goes
Yeah.
up down without a knob. And
Oh,
the metal, the rod was,
sticking out,
oh
yeah.
man, I fall, I jump straight away. And then I black out. Eh? Then
Oh.
all the players laugh because, you know, I like to joke and all. Eh? So they thought I was joking. And then I say, hey, I call the nearest was to me was Ahmad because we had a seat together behind.
Yeah.
And then I said, Ahmad, please help me. Eh? They all laughing. They said, no, serious, serious. I can't. I very blur now.
Yeah.
I giddy. Can you take me to the toilet? So while bus stop again, we walk. And then when I'm walking, there's bleeding behind my ass.
Oh my God.
And then I went to the toilet. I was peeing. It's all blood. Then I said,
Whoa.
oh no.
Oh shit.
So they had to send me to hospital after that straight. And I was there sleeping like this, standing like I never sleep, actually, never really sleep. I just standing, you know, like standing,
Yeah.
slanted a bit. The whole 4 days, about 1 week, 8 days, 9 days, I was there. I don't eat anything. I just take the glucose every day because they know
Oh.
because I have a final. They're trying to rush me.
Right.
And then every time I pee, I'm bleeding all the time. Doctor said you're
Oh
very
dear.
lucky because nearly hit my rectum.
Artery. Oh.
That's why I said nearly I finished, they said. So, but I was lucky. Eh?
Oh
This is a
dear.
really,
Really freak accident, yeah.
big accident.
Yeah.
Then I tried to came back training quite fast, you know, because there's a few more days. I think I can't remember, 4 or 5 days only I trained in the last, but I couldn't really push myself because I was very weak
Yeah.
and only drinking the what did I tell you just now, the drink
Glucose, glucose.
glucose, a glucose, yeah, because they say you can take only this to, you know, give you back your energy and everything. So
And you
when
started the game? You started the final or you were
yeah,
I started, I played until the end, but you know, and was quite a rainy day that one.
Yeah, raining day,
And it was heavy pitch, you know,
yeah,
Merdeka, and
yeah,
rain
Merdeka
Monday.
Stadium, yeah.
So, but we try our best, and I think we even missed. I think we missed a penalty. I think we lost 2-0, but I think we missed a penalty. I
Yeah,
can't remember.
correct.
Was it Alistair or yeah, or Ahmad?
Yeah,
I can't
must
remember.
have been. I know you didn't
Yeah,
take the penalty.
no.
Yeah, I think it must have
Yeah,
been Alistair who missed the penalty.
the team bonding was good, but only when we play, only we don't have good understanding, you know, and so we suffered a lot, and but we actually we entertained the fans at the stadium, you know,
Yeah.
and so we had the ups and downs in that 93 team because we are not very consistent actually, and we have the players, we have the players, yeah.
Right.
I
So for
think
you,
the combination, yeah, the combination wasn't really
would you say there was like a maybe a clash of egos because too many star players,
that's what
everybody
I thought. That's what,
okay. So that means the coach will have like a lot of difficulties trying to manage all the egos in the dressing room.
definitely, but you know, these things happen in football, and you know, you gotta be strong to face it, and then yeah, to iron it
Yeah.
out. Not
Yeah,
easy, all these
not easy.
players, yeah.
So for
And
you,
then a year later, you won the double, so that made up for it.
and I think we recruit some youngsters in the team in the second year, you know, and then some players left or had to be left out, you know. So I think we made good changes, and we had this started with Ken Warden, and after that
Yeah.
Douglas Long, the man. Under Ken Warden, we a lot of players having difficulty with him because of his aggressiveness in training, and some players couldn't take it. But that's football, you know, whether you have the mentality to be strong or not. I mean, every coach is they have the different characters. So, but we just respect that and we do it, you know. But I think he left because of certain reason. I know he said this team can't win anything, so that's
Yeah.
what he commented in the. In the news and the radio and everything. So
He
that
went back to
proves that.
Selangor, right?
Yes. Yeah. The best part of it is I knew he was going to Selangor. You know why? We had a pre-season training. And we had a pre-season training Brisbane. So one of the day, we had a breakfast. So I was sitting with a few players. I think Malik is one of them, and then another table, the coach was there. What's his name? He passed away recently, right? What's his name? What is his name? I forgot. Do you remember?
Coach of which team?
Our team
Of
before
Singapore.
Douglas. Before Douglas. And yeah,
Beef.
Douglas replaced. Come, you know? Remember? What's his name? He's from Australia. He coached Selangor before. I coached he famous very
Alamak.
Ken Warden, Ken Warden.
Ken Warden, yeah.
So he was,
We're just talking about Ken Warden, yeah.
he passed away, and you know, RIP lah. So he
Yeah.
was sitting at the near close to my table, and then it's outside, you know, outside the hotel or what, something like that. So I told Malik, Malik, you come with me. I say, sit. Then I say, Coach, I straight away, I go straight, Coach, I heard you going to Selangor. Oh, he's shocked. I say, I know you're leaving us. How can you do that last minute? 1 week or 4 days before or something like that, you know?
Yeah, it was quite
Then
close to the start, yeah.
very close. And
Yeah.
how can after all this, then you just leave us like this? And he was shocked. He couldn't answer me. I say, anyway, see you soon. I say, that's all.
And
Yeah.
the beauty of it, of course, in the path to the final,
Yeah.
Singapore beats Selangor in the
Yeah, yeah.
semi-final. And
Yeah, yeah.
that was an epic two-legged game because
Yeah.
I remember secondly in Shah Alam, Singapore was under pressure a lot.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
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 And also at the end of it all, 94, Singapore won the double, and then Singapore had to leave the
Yeah.
Malaysia League because of some differences between FAM and FAS.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
also I'm sure you remember as well, at that point of time there was this huge scandal that erupted on the match fixing.
Yes. I
Yeah.
remember.
So I mean at that point in time, right, when this whole scandal erupted, how did the players feel? Like, were you guys fearful, or were you being interviewed by CPIB on all these allegations? Some of your teammates were implicated as well.
Yeah, I didn't know much about it because there are players who've been called out, but they never called me up, and only a number of players. But you know, because some, you know why we know this? Because, well, in training there, a number of players was missing.
Oh.
Say, how come this player not here? This player not here? There are a number of players were questioned, hours and days maybe. Yeah, we don't know who, but then we realized, oh, this player not here because all are in the, you know, under tension for the what you call it,
Investigation.
investigation, the CPIB, you know. So we just continue with our training, our journey. Our aim is just to continue to play, and whoever is here, we have to make do with it. So yeah, so it was tough for us because we are doing very well, and then this thing crop up, and everyone is suspicious, you know, what's happening. But for me, I just know I'm clean. I don't bother. I just want to play my game. Yeah.
A lot of your probably friends as well across the border were
Oh,
involved or
yes.
implicated.
Yes, I heard
Yeah,
that.
because the Malaysian team at that point probably was wiped out because a lot of players got implicated by this scandal, and it was just an unfortunate and dark period of Malaysian football.
Yeah, true. True enough. So
Yep.
we as players, we try to stay away from all this and just focus on our game and just do our best and be honest with ourselves and the team. Important thing, you know. You do good things come to you. You do bad things come to you. Go to you.
Called karma. We go like
True,
karma.
true.
I mean, you know, everything happens for a reason. Whether you want to do good or do bad, up to you. I don't care, but I don't really bother about this because my life is only football. I don't bother about people, you know, even my teammates, you know. If you ask me whether they deserve it, I can't say yes or no. They know better, you know. I can't answer that. A lot of people ask me, how you feel? I feel sad for them because, you know, they are footballers, but if they choose the wrong path, they will get the wrong answer.
Right. So moving on, well, this journey you just took us through from right up from Dutch football, moving on to Indonesian football, Malaysian football. Now let's take you back to the inaugural S-League season. So after all of that, moving on the years. So my question is, how or why Geylang United, or how did the move to Geylang United come about?
Okay, previously also on and off when I was playing for KL, because the Malaysian League usually start later, like May, June, and then until end of the year, because it always finish by 6 months. And we always start like January or February until March, April. But usually when I play the Singapore League before the S League, there is before was Singapore was what league they call it, Premier League or what, before
Yeah, Singapore Premier League.
Singapore Premier League. I remember one day the late mentor of mine, Mr. Majid Arif, came to Kuala Lumpur. He asked me, "I'm taking Balestier United and I want you to come to play for me." So that time also they had some foreign players. They had before that many years that a lot of Malaysian players come to Singapore to play, and
Yes.
then Thai player, remember Zainal Dola was playing
Yeah.
for Balestier and all, and we all came back to play. So he came, I said okay, I just say I okay. But when I came back to Singapore, but I didn't sign anything, I just say yeah, because he was my mentor from young. Since 15 I trained with him. I played for the Singapore Malays under Majid. He brought me to many places to play, you know. I actually grateful to him. But when I came back to Singapore, I met Patrick Ang. Patrick Ang was telling me, "Hey, I heard you signing with Balestier. You crazy, yeah? You always Geylang and Kaki Bukit. How you go to Balestier?" Then I say, "Pat, hey, don't get me wrong. I just he's my mentor. I don't promise anything. You know, when I feel good, I will sign. If I don't feel good, I don't sign." So then in the end, I signed with Geylang. So I play always 3 months. When the team is leading like 15 points, then I say, "Pat, time for me to go back to Kuala Lumpur because I got to start my preseason." So
Okay.
I left. And then when I finished, then in 1993, and then I had a contract with that time after 1995, Singapore was out. We played, the national team actually played in the Premier League
Oh,
because
yeah.
we there's nothing for these players in the club that time. They don't have contracts. So FAS, in order to keep for the SEA Games team, they put the team together in the Premier League. We played, and then I had a contract with Patrick and Geylang at the time. So when they signed, Geylang signed me 2 years when I come back before the S League. So I was loaned to the national team, and then that's where it when I finished 1 year with Premier League, 96, I had to go back to Geylang because I got 1 more year contract with Geylang. And then when 96 I started to play Singapore SPL, S League, I
Asleep,
played for
yeah.
Geylang, yeah, for 1 season, yeah, before I moved. So that's how it goes. I remember that.
So you were playing, let's just while you were speaking, so you're playing like 1 year round, you're playing football.
Yeah.
When is
Rest
the rest time?
time I rest myself because in KL I comfortable place to stay with my
Okay.
leg. Nobody disturb. In fact, all my friends, you know, the musician Ramli Sarip and gang, they
Yeah,
always bang into our place because the house we never lock. And he's
yeah.
always doing recording and concert in KL, so he always stay at our place. So he said, "Come in when we're not here. You just go in because the key is here, and we don't talk place." So it's a friends, you know. They always come from Singapore. They stay at our place.
So
So that's how it goes. Yeah.
part of this Geylang United team was another special team again, another very special team. You had your Malaysia League Cup teammates. You also had a certain Iranian players playing,
Yes,
and
yeah.
the coach Jalal Talabi.
Talabi, yeah.
Talabi, yeah. So
Yes.
tell us more about these players. I think
Oh
these
my
players
God.
actually went to the World Cup or something like that, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hamid Rizal is Tilly and Mohammad
And
Kakpo.
Shapur,
Yeah.
they are good guys, good players, I tell you.
So tell us
Even
about
Jalal
the
Tal Jalal Talebi was the manager of that Iranian team in the World Cup, '98.
Oh man, yeah, I think so, yeah. Was fun because we had never had any Asian players that played for Geylang. I think Australian, yes, I think, right? But the Iranian was a big thing for us. We were so happy, you know, they came to play for us. And I think thanks to Mr. Abul Fas, he's a person, he's an Iranian who lived in Singapore many years. He recommended these two players. And so I think Patrick knows them quite well, like Abul Fas. And they brought in a brought in Jalal, Mr. Jalal Talabi. There's good and bad, and sometimes we have local, we have to understand the, you know, the way of their thinking and then their character and, you know, culture. But sometimes it's different. But it to I was surprised that we won the double, because if you see the players, our players are all over the hill. We are all above 30 and plus. If the first lineup, the first 11, I think you can see them about 300, 400 years old already. You see, David Lee, 34, myself, Sudiat Dali, so who else there? Mamo Kapoor, 30 plus. Kadir, okay, still below 30. Yeah, the rest are all above 30. The reserve, Ahmad Ibrahim,
So a
all of
lot of
them.
experience, a lot of experience.
Too much experience. That's why we keep the ball, keep the ball, keep the ball. Too long, and then sometimes we're too slow. So we, in order to match the opponent, we have to keep the ball better. You know, we keep the ball, and you know, we cannot play fast as them because not all of us are fast. You know, sprinters, because we have the youngsters, but we still need to guide them. You know, I remember the starting 11. Two Iranian, three, two Iranian and one New Zealander. And then Kadir, and then Zul. Zul was Zulkarnain. Yeah, he and Kadir.
Zainal.
Zulkarnain was the youngest, or Robin Chitraka was the youngest, and he won the Young Player of the Year, I think, because we play with three, I think, three, five, two sometimes, you know. So Kadir was wing back, and then we got another wing back on the left side. Sometimes we play four, Sudiat and Kadir on the I can't remember roughly, but the center was strong. We had what's his name, the New Zealand guy, I forgot. And also Mama Kapoor, Robin and Kadir sometimes play center back. We are
Center
strong
back.
at the back, yeah. And then our midfield, engine room, we have Ahmed Astili. He ran all night. He's got big
He's quite young.
strong.
He was quite young, right? Or
He
still
was
30s?
26, 27. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, but only Kapoor was 30.
Is the New Zealand player Chris Riley?
Correct. Yes. Chris Riley already 31, 32 or so. I was already 30, what, 33 or 34 already. 32, 33 or 34, I think. Something like that. So we were playing and we have you know, but it was a good league because you can sign five foreigners, and Woodland was strong, and Tampines and Home United got five Brazilian, I think, you know.
Yeah,
And it
five
was a
Brazilian.
good very good competition, you know. We play, I think, four rounds or two rounds, I can't remember. I think it was
It was a
two
really
rounds.
tough league. Everybody was up
Then
against each
yes, and then we had a lot of Thai players coming,
other.
Brazilian players, and the Thai player national players came to Singapore. We used to play. Now everybody go to Thailand. So, I mean, was very good league in the until about the year 2000, 2002, 2003, and then 2005 we start going down because you know, there's an influx of young players, eh? And then. The fans always follow the older players because of the quality they had before. And then
And also
it
the
takes
Malaysia Cup
time.
days.
Yes, then it takes time for them to understand how the younger players play. That's why, you know, it's very difficult to compare, you know, the young and old. Yeah. If you take the old, you get gold. When you take young, you get maybe bronze. I don't know, because I said there's so many youngsters. Why the team that the oldest team won, you know, on the average age, we are all 30 over.
Right.
And we can't believe it that we won, but I know we play as a team.
Right.
We bond together, teamwork, and we have good coach in Jalal, but also we have some difficulty sometimes because of his English. We don't understand. Sometimes we as local try to explain him, the culture and the nature of these players. We don't train in Sunday morning, and then it's just for fun, He say, "Fandi, tomorrow we train on Sunday." I say, "Oh, we just finished a game on Sunday. We don't train." "No, I want to train in the morning." I say, "Coach, please. Don't. You know why? I will tell you why." I said, "Every Sunday, these Muslim boys, the Malay boys, they don't come training, whether they're professional or not, because we all go to wedding to eat." He don't believe. He said, "No."
Let me
And
invite
then
him.
he said, "No, we're all training." Okay. Then tomorrow, we all didn't turn out. Only six players, only the foreign. I tell you, Sunday already, you don't go training morning, So it's our culture is like that. They don't bother because they are all your own semi-pro. We don't care, but actually it's wrong, But he doesn't know, but we advise him, "Coach, I tell," because I'm a captain, I say, "Coach, tomorrow don't train. We train Monday morning, okay, Monday evening, but Sunday, nobody come for training."
So after
But
this Geylang United, you finally you moved to SAF FC, the Armed Forces. I think this was probably when you were winding down your career. When did you decide that, it's time to maybe hang your boots, call it a day, and finish?
when I was playing for Geylang in the S League, that time the national coach I was playing for was Barry Whitbread. So Barry told me, "See, Andy, you're coming to the end. I think you should start doing your coaching badge, You must get a coaching certificate." I say, "Okay, sure, no problem." So I said, "When can I start?" Because those days we don't have many A license. I don't think we have because it was still under local, not AFC, I think. Because I
Under
remember we
FES.
under FAS we were having the level 1, level 2, level 3. So because as national player I moved up straight, and then but I took a course during the season. In the season. So but I had a good understanding with the coach Jalal. I said, "Coach, I'm taking my coaching license with FAS because it starts at 6 and finish around 10 o'clock at night because the time, So about 2 or 3 weeks, I can't remember, for the C license. And sorry, the level 2 or 3, I can't remember. But they pushed me up because of national player. So he said, "But how about training? Coach, if you trust me, you train at 5. I will start training at 4 o'clock. 5:15, I will leave training. I will do training my own. I go to Jalan Besar, I start my session there, and then every day is the same until I can't remember, 2 weeks or 3 weeks." So he contacted me because he trusts me. I know myself, I need to train, I need to play, but I also want to do this. So he trusted me, and then I do. So every day I come and do, mostly I do running, fitness running, and then do some finishing, and that's some work I do. So I come early at Bedok Stadium, I run, and he trusted me. So that's why I was very happy that he gave me this opportunity to train on my own and then join the team later. So, but because we only do, I think, Monday to Friday. So Saturday, Sunday, game day, no session. So it was good. And then I got my certificate. Then after 1 year, then Barry came to me, "Fanny, your license, we got a revoke." Actually, I'm joking. He said, no, because now AFC is coming in. All the coaching courses that you have taken before, it's all scrapped. Now we have to take the AFC C license. How can we cannot convert? No, cannot. You have to take AFC C license. So I take another time. But good, it's a challenge. So I try to, physically, I know that I'm finishing soon, maybe 1 2 years, and I stayed. I still played until 99 with Warriors, and before I actually retired, then play a coach, and then I retired. So, but That was good start for me because those days we have to take this AFC. It was a beginning. I think we don't have many AFC C license, B license, A license. So every year they want to catch up with the coaches or throughout the Asian region. So they give us opportunity when you play national team and then you have a license C, you can apply for the B, and then following every year there is a license to be taken like B and A. So I finished about in 4 years, 5 years, I already got my A license. So
Oh,
wow,
nice.
that's pretty
Yeah,
fast
this
because
fast, yeah.
we don't have that time. We don't
Oh,
have
so they were accelerating all your.
exactly beginning of the AFC starting to control all the coaching curriculum for all Asia. So standardized A, B, C, I mean C, B, A, and then pro license. Yeah.
Wow,
So yeah.
speaking about that, your coaching, that's why we're going to move on. So we already spoke about your playing career. What a
Now the part
wonderful
two.
career you had. Part two, we're going to speak about your coaching career. But before that, I just want to ask you, you've been to countless stadiums. Which is the best stadium I think you have played in?
Stadium,
Yeah.
wow. There's so many stadium here,
The best. You have got to pick one.
but
That's loudest.
the loudest and very annoying is Jakarta Senayan Stadium. 100,000, you can't even hear what. But beautiful, stadium to play is in Iran is good. I forgot the name. Something area, the stadium name I can't remember.
Is
When
it
we
in
play
Tehran?
there in Tehran, yeah, Reza, I can't remember the name. It was a good stadium to play. Senayan is good to play, but you can't hear anything because of the noise and and the fans. 100,000,
How think are you?
amazing. It's amazing you play in 100,000 people, and if it's riot, I tell you, Indonesia always full house every time. I mean, that's football, but sometimes, but I've watched some matches like in River Plate, in Argentina, Buenos Aires, all this. It was exciting. The fans is different, but the best stadium to play is Kalang Stadium.
The old Kalang Stadium, old
Because
National Stadium.
because you can see the fans coming in from every angle of the stadium. They come, they walk through Kallang. Last time they don't have this path, all this, they just jump over this road and jump over the bridge, climb. And but it's amazing that we had these people supporting us since the 70s and 80s, 90s, and they love football. But now it's different because the influx of foreign football on TV and the fans. And I think the English football they've been marketing throughout the world. They are the best marketer of the sports, and
For sure.
we must give it to them. That's why there's so many fans in
Around the world.
English fans around the world. Yeah.
Right.
So,
Also, when you were winding down your career in the S League, Geylang and SAF, who would you say was that one young player that was coming up and you looked at him and you was like, oh, this guy is going to be something special. Did you have any player in mind, like young player coming up?
young player, will I
When
tell you?
during your time, when you
Yeah,
were.
I understand. Yeah, but that was Indra and Ahmad Latif. I think there is as a striker, but there's some good midfielders like Gustav. Gustav, he was for me, he was something special, something different. Only things doesn't go his way, but he has a very good talent. Very talented and very strong player on the ball. And there is another guy. I was convinced that I saw Devaraj. He played similarly to like Sundram. But he was a bit, I think, younger, I think. Yeah, he was up and coming as well. I thought he was will be the next good strikers for Singapore. But I think he stayed for a short while. And yeah, so there are a number of players, and then we had another player, but I was amazed by Stephen Tan.
He went
Yeah.
up, yeah.
He's like so cute, very small, very nippy, and he's very tricky. But his crosses is and his runs, you know, I really admire him. He was good, and that's why they call him Super Sub. Whenever he
Super
comes,
sub, yeah.
something happens. And
Yeah,
in
yeah, yeah.
time, and then we had a number of good players in the second team from the under-23. AD came in the limelight also, and then we had quite a number of players. I forgot all the names.
Right.
I'm getting old.
Well, maybe there were too many players, I think it was quite.
That area, they have a number of good
Yeah.
players. They have a number of
I
good
think those
players.
were the players actually went on to then win the ASEAN Cup
Yes,
and stuff like that. They all,
Tiger
got
Cup,
on.
Tiger Cup.
Tiger Cup, Tiger Cup.
Yeah, Indra,
Yeah.
Indra,
Amal Latif.
Amal
Amal Latif
Latif,
and all.
Sasik Kumar, and all
Yeah.
that group. Yeah,
That group.
they are the next group. Yeah,
Yeah. Interesting, interesting. Okay,
yeah.
thank you. Thank you, Fandi, for that. But going on to your coaching career, I know you mentioned when you were in SAF, then you started taking your coaching license and stuff like that. But did you ever expect to move on to coaching when you first started playing football?
Never thought of. But when I was playing and then I started to coach, I have my own academy, and I feel good that I want to give back. You know, that's where my interest came about. And then when Barry came to me, before I took the license, I already started coaching because I do my own academy and in my area, and the two school I help a few schools to do. And I was asked by one of the what you call that? You know, every school they have a district where they are 13 school. What you call that? I can't remember the name.
Well,
Zone,
segregation
zone,
zone.
the zone, yeah, like
Zone,
zone
yeah. South zone, north zone, that
yeah.
kind.
Because I was taking care a lot of from this side
Oh.
because I was from Yio Chu Kang side, you know,
Okay.
Perry, all this. So there is about 12, 13 school, primary school. So the head of the zone, I can't miss well, I forgot the name. She approached me and said, "Pandi, we want to grow because Singapore going to start the sports school. They then you say we want to give opportunity for these boys if they are really into football. Maybe we can give them opportunity to get into the school if they are really good." So that's how we started. So he said, "Pandi, we want you to collect all the zone, all the schools. We got 12 or 11, 12 schools. You select the best and you train weekly.
Ooh.
So every week we train. So I get all my assistants, my SAF coaches, SAF Warriors coaches, the players also to give them motivation. They train at Perry School. We had a big football
Yeah,
field there.
I remember.
So we had about 100 every week. So then he said, "Funny, what can we do to improve them?" I said, "We need to go overseas to play against a better team. Like in Thailand, we have a training camp." And then he said, "If we can go to Australia." And she was so interested. And then we did that. We went to Thailand. And then because after that, when Barry left Singapore, he was attached to Liverpool Youth. So he said, "Funny, I want to make sure." I said, "There is some good players, four or five players, very good players that what you can do." I said, "Maybe we can try to send them to give them opportunity to Liverpool because I have contact with Barry. Barry, you know, can help me to assist." So I said, I told her, and then she said, "Wow, that's good." Then she said, "Okay, make it happen." So I make arrangement, but I didn't go. I sent my coach, and that was I think Toharin Faizan. I sent him to go to bring the boys because I'm still with Warriors. I cannot travel. So I think three or five of them went. So at that time already, we are so the interest, and a lot of our boys coming from our zone managed to get into the sports school when they started. Yeah, so we recommended the player. That was good. Yeah.
So you have managed a couple of age group, Fandi. Which would you say is the most difficult age group to coach, or the most interesting? You have done a lot till the senior team. So which is
Below below 9 is very difficult. 10,
the
11, at least they can understand. Because the 10, 11, I coach from 6,
Yeah.
7, 8, 9, 10 until 20, you know. But below 9 is difficult. They need, because they're still wild. They don't understand, hey, you stay in this grid, or box. They run here, that. So you have to control. That's why when the ratio for kids is like you must have two coaches for 10.
Yeah.
One also difficult. So that's the ratio that we always use, you know, because you alone 10 difficult. So it's not easy. Yeah. But I think important thing when they are young like that, we let them play, enjoy. Let them play. Don't restrict them. Not structured. Because now it's all structured. We have big problem. Because when you are too structured, they lack, they will lose, and they don't have that creativity. You can see them in our time. The coach said, "Do what you want." In our time, because we play, we just dribble. Everybody can dribble. The 60s, 70s, the 80s players are all dribblers. They are football handlers because they play football at their feet, but differently. But after the 90s, 90 plus 2000, I think too structured, and then sometimes too they follow the syllabus from the book, and it's very difficult because you cannot, you don't have that creativity. You
Right.
play football without imagination,
Yeah.
you can't get creativity. Yeah.
I mean, you look at
True,
how
true.
Brazil played the game against South Korea, and you know, that
Yes,
is,
that's
you
it.
see the team literally enjoying playing football,
Yeah.
and the real fun was there.
I can tell you, the coach doesn't teach them. The coach just say, "This is what we want. You do yourself." I can. Most of the professional team are like that, but they put restriction only on discipline. When you lose the ball, you are defenders. I believe in that. Other than that, they cannot teach. They are too good. This Brazilian, or I mean the professional, they know what they can do, what they cannot do. You
Right.
know, set pieces, yes, I believe. Yeah.
Coming to my next question there, how would you describe yourself as a coach?
Oh, I'm a very firm coach, very strict, but I'm very approachable. I'm happy. The players see me happy every day, happy. Yeah. I say always in Malay, yang penting, happy. Most important thing, you come to the field, you must smile, happy. If you're not happy, you go out because you're not focused. Because you train, you must be happy. You want to do your job, your work, and your work is on the field. So, you know, you have to work.
And what do
Yeah.
you enjoy most about coaching?
I like the players around. I like to see the bonding,
the
you know,
camaraderie.
the camera, correct. Yeah, this is why I left football. Because I, when in school, from young, I have a lot of Chinese, Indian friends. We play, we mix, we play hantam bola, we wake each other, but we are friends. We enjoy life, you know. And
Right.
that's why we, when we are free, you know, there's we no pressure. We don't think of anything. We're just enjoying the game, enjoying the camaraderie, the team, you know. So this is football I love because I meet people around the world.
Right.
And when I was young, my dream was to get into the plane and go overseas, and we don't know how to get there. Like, I must pay lah, must pay ticket. I mean, life is short. We must be always happy. Yeah.
I mean, you're right. I think we've been speaking to you, and you've been smiling and smiling, always giving me this good energy.
You see, because if I'm sad, I can't go into the field. Because when I go to the field, I really focus. I don't have any problems in my mind. I just focus on what I want to do, what I can do for the team. That's all. So, when in the field, I'm very serious. Outside the field, I'm very happy. Yeah. You don't bring your problem inside the field. Yeah.
Right. Did
Yeah.
you ever get the feeling being a former player, right? So while coaching the game and your team is not doing exactly how it's supposed to go, do you ever have the feeling, hey, I need to go in and change the game?
Never, never. Because
Yeah.
I have to do, now they have this deep test, like yo-yo test. Right?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you're like, oh, I need to go in and, like, you know, they always have this feeling, right?
Yeah.
No. Okay,
But
so which team did you enjoy coaching the most? I mean, you have coached a couple of teams, and why?
More than a couple of teams, I
More
think.
than more, yeah, more than a couple of teams. So which team did
Yeah.
you enjoy coaching the most, and why?
Warriors, I love Warriors. I love the youth team, the what you call that, the Lions as well. I love the national team. I mean, I like everybody. Every team I love because I try to help them to get and be better, you know. And I think there is a lot of talent, but now it seems that we couldn't find much more talent than before. We have many players, but those who can be the
Natural
shining
talent.
natural talent, very difficult.
Why is
Very.
that? Why is that?
I believe the environment. We want to do something, we got no field.
Yeah, correct.
The
Yes,
first
yes,
thing,
yes. The number one problem.
if you don't allow people to run around, kick about, then you don't have a ball. It's very difficult. You don't have a ball player because you cannot play anywhere now. There's no more space.
True,
Because in
true,
our
true.
time, we don't pay to play. We play
Yeah.
to enjoy.
Yeah, correct, correct. In those
But
days,
now,
even the school fields were free. We could just enter the fields and play. Yeah.
I mean, it's strange because you
So,
see a lot of academies now in Singapore, especially a lot of academies popping up. But then again, the talent, like what you said, Fandi, the talent pool is so small, it's nothing's coming up, you know. So do you think that's the current challenge that we face in Singapore right now, the fields or maybe lack of infrastructure or lack of a plan?
I'm not
I'm
sure about the plan. I think the authorities know better than me.
not sure.
But there are many stadiums that are being used, but we don't have fields anywhere, open field where we can play. Even the Bangla people, they know where to play their cricket. But we don't have a chance to play football on open field. So that means the boys stay in the room, play game, practice their finger, to be faster and then become a computer a
Fandi, they call
genius.
it e-sports. They call it e-sports now.
Esports. I don't understand. I love the sports, but if esports goes into Olympic, there's no more what sports? They
I
just
think
sit
they are
down.
already in the Olympics. They are
Yeah,
already
but
going in.
for me, I'm not against it, but I feel it very strange. Very strange. How you use sports when without moving, just moving your fingers and your brain. I mean, maybe esports, I understand one thing. Education sports.
No.
I think.
That is a good way to put
I
it.
got nothing against anybody. I come from different, we are old school, but
Yeah, correct.
we never watch Olympic with esports computer games and all. We never. So maybe
Huge
this
now, it's a
generation
huge
changed.
market now.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's good for them because, and then, but yeah, I think it's something new for us to learn, but
I think this leads to my next question.
yeah.
Social media, Fandi.
Oh man.
Social media, is it a good thing or a bad thing?
There's good and bad, but how you do it, how you feel it, how you accept it. For me, things in our time, I don't read newspaper, especially sports, because in our time, if you play badly, your name will be in the newspaper. You become famous for the wrong reason. The reporters will whack you. Now, the last 10, 15 years, I never see anyone get screwed up. Player, I'm talking about player. You play bad, they whack. I used to get whacked in all the star players. Oh, used to get whacked, but now all pampered. And the reporter becomes soft because in our days, oh, the great guy, Jeffrey Lowe, Joe Dore,
Mean, they write harsh things about you guys.
oh yeah,
Godfrey, Robert.
of course, Rosemary Robb. Okay, some days are good, some bad, but at least they whack you in the paper. But now, nothing, not even a scratch.
I
You
mean,
know,
it's a
maybe
different
the best part.
mentality as well, nowadays.
They're trying to manage, I think. Yeah, they put you on manage because if you don't play well, every week you play badly, they still put you out. Our time, if you don't play well, you're out on the bench. So, but sometimes it is. But I mean, that's why we are different. We from the old school, we have tougher mentality. We don't care you screw us. We still play the best.
Yeah, correct.
We give our best. We play for the country and we play for free. Before we are amateurs. Yeah, we play with our heart, with passion. Majula Singapura, 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning. You come late, coach say, "I don't waste time. You go back." That's all.
So the current generation, they give, they're always on social media, very probably distracted and stuff like that, very wary of their presence on social media. So what can you say, like what advice can you give the current generation listening, our listeners, trying to be a footballer? What is your advice to them?
I mean, they have their rights, what they want to do. I can't stop them. But important thing, if you are focusing on your career, you have to focus on your career. You don't bother about what people say about you. There's some people, sometimes like game day, you go and read your media or what,
Comment.
Facebook or what, comments. It's not good. That's why I never practice reading papers before the match. After the match, I in my time, I already told my teammates and all, I advise after the game, you should read because whether they praise you or they whack you, you must learn. But not before now, you play, alamak, they say something bad about me, all the little, then you cannot play.
Right.
So
It
it's
affects
good
you. I mean,
and
it
that
affects
it affects
your.
you. Yeah, I mean, it helps you sometimes to give you confidence, but when they say bad things,
Yeah.
you're not happy, you're down, you cannot play because it distracts your mental, mentally. Yeah. So I mean, I just think positive. That's why I in game day, I just cover myself with a
Headphones.
small headphone and small towel. I just walk through. I say I don't take photo. I don't talk to anybody. After the game, I will do that. I said, win, lose or draw, I'll come. Finish. You know. You just stay focused. You cannot be disrupted all the time when you're going. And especially the fans, they are good. There are some bad ones. You don't know. Yeah. So, I mean, social media is good and bad, but depends how you want to be, what you want to be, how you want to use it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
to your advantage or to your
Yeah.
disadvantage.
Yeah.
You said something about mentally and focus, which leads me to my next question. How important is mental health these days compared to when you were playing in your time? I know last time you used to call it like stress or headache, or you cannot do it, but now there's a term for it, it's mental health, everything, everybody's taking care of their mental health. So in your words, how important is mental health these days?
The mental health, I think they did it to themselves. They got to involve with a lot of things that is not unnecessary if you are an athlete because you should focus on what you aim for to be a sprinter, to be a footballer, to be, you must focus, stay out of trouble, you know. And especially I should say if you coming up, youngsters coming up, 19, 20, 21, just stay away from girls. Just be friends, yes. You can have many girlfriends, not one, because when you have one, they try to control you, you have big problem. I tell you, I never had a girlfriend. I just go, everybody is my friend. So enjoy. Enjoy life.
Lack of distraction. I mean, like,
Yeah, the distraction actually is more distraction. It's a mental is because of distraction, because then you cannot focus. And the difference is now and then. Now, last time we polish our boots, now they don't polish, they get sponsored. After that, they throw. Actually, my son also, I whack them. Hey, just because you get sponsored, you have to wash and clean. You know, this is the attitude. Yeah. We need to teach them good habits, you know.
Do you find yourself speaking to the current players? I mean, current generation, you speak to them about how to be mentally strong going into games. Like what you mentioned to us. Do you find yourself speaking to them about this?
There are some of them who come to me to talk, advice, and all, but many of them know better, so I don't bother sometimes. You know? I tell you this way because they think they know better because they call us old school. It doesn't bother me, but old school. Why you have, you know, you need to think about yourself before. I just say something about some of the players that I know here in Malaysia. You know, I always say you need help. Call, give me a call, and I help you. Sometimes they get offered, they go to, let's say, Malaysia or Thailand or whatever, you know. I say, before you go to certain place, you let me know. I tell you what you can ask for, what you can do, and then just go on blindly. When they have problem, they call, bam, I had some problem. This I told you already. Sometimes some countries you need to be prepared well, because if you're not, then don't complain. Because you are so eager, because they think we are agent. We are not agent. We're just your coach, your friend. That's all. So sometimes it disappoint me because they don't trust us. They trust their agent better. Then they have a problem, then they come to you.
So
This
strange.
is
Why
the
would you not trust a living legend who've seen it
Yeah,
all?
that's why.
They think we are old school, but
They
that's
don't know. I
but I
think they
say
don't know about the history of you.
no, they know. They don't know. I don't know. I don't really bother because they think they are new generation. They are Stylo Milo. They have everything they want now. They can demand pump. Now some of them are, you know, they have problem. They come to you. Then you still help them what they can do. Yeah.
That's really, really good and kind of you, Fandi, for doing it. So last question for me. Just wanted to say your kids, I mean your two sons, playing in Thailand, doing quite well in their respective careers. I know they are playing the same team. I think Iksan scoring goals for fun. How would you describe your parenting skills? I know you told me you're pretty hard on your kids. You teach them knowledge. Do you still like what other things you instill to them, whether in their games or whether in life, or what other knowledge do you pass on to them?
Like Ixon always talk to me about his game, how to improve,
Right.
he wants to improve and he wants to break my record. I say, go ahead.
Right.
But you have to stay focused, stay
Right.
focused on the game. And it seems that he's listening well, and he's a genuine footballer. He wants to be better and better. He has an aim to do well. So he always asking question after the game. He would text, today I miss a lot and what can I do? I said, don't try too hard, you just play normal game, but importantly, you just stay focused on every day you do. Simple finishing is the best. Step in goals, let get confidence. And then important, you must see the situation. You must have that good eye contact understanding with your teammates, especially your wing backs who send crosses where you know. So actually before he went from Norway to Thailand, I already told the technical director, if you want to bring Iksan you to play with your team, you must understand how he plays. He come into space, he attack the space, so you need to send a lot of crosses. Anywhere he will pick up, so he will out jump. He has that ability, and he's physically quite strong.
Right. Yeah.
And his finishing is getting better. So, there are a number of things that he needs to do. He goes to Thailand, he score a lot from crosses, but sometimes he is quite disappointed when he comes to the national team. That's not enough crosses, and because there are too many inverted players now, that's why I say you play
Oh,
with
okay.
them. And our time. We go into the box, we know where to run, the ball will come, we will challenge. Good ball, bad ball, we have to challenge. But this is the problem with the modern football. But
Crossing
see,
is an art. You know, crossing the ball in the box is
yes, now we don't have many crosser in our national team. We
an
don't have. So we need to ask people to practice. Like I did, I practice every day, like in KL, in Singapore, I practice Geylang every day, finish with 10, 15, 20 balls. So we need, because inverted, they also want to score goals. So the problem, the left gonna play on the right wanna play on the left. But in the end, they won't cross the ball. So
They're
you need
going
to
for goal.
position. But this one, I blame the coach. I blame the coach. You have a good players, two, three players who can hit the ball well, but there's no crosses.
And beats the point.
Yes. I mean, I openly, I've been through it and see. Seen all these things done that I seen that I can't say anything because it's a fact. When you have a good player who is a striker who can score goal, I'm not talking only about Iksan, a lot of other coaches, you need to send crosses because if they are stronger than the center back, they can out jump, they can challenge, they can knock back for the midfielders who come. But the inverted player, they come in, they try to bend the ball, they try to shoot, they don't cross, they don't. So, I mean. Nothing is perfect, but this is coming from me, my opinion. Because in our days, they know what to do. They just send, we will attack. Whether it's a good ball or bad ball. Even bad ball, we make it good because we try to win the ball. That's important.
So your parenting skills for the rest of your kids, you know, you call them, chat with them. Oh, nice.
Like Irfan, he's very quiet, but when he has problems, he talks to me. So you talk about the game, but his injuries because his muscle is so big, and I said you must do a lot of rehab, you must do strengthening because your body is not like others. You have so huge thigh, and then you're tall, but he's very fast. He's very fast, man. And I mean he's okay. But all of them I know, like Panikson, they are very disciplined in their focus on the game. And they don't like to be disturbed in the game and match days and all. I mean, and importantly, I always advise them, all the kids, important you must stay humble, you must be respectful to people, especially the elderly, especially your seniors, your coaches, your fellow teammates, even your opponent. That's important.
Well said, well said. But
Yeah.
to wrap it up real quickly, any advice to any young players coming up to the game, Singaporean players, or any advice to them?
Actually, there are quite a number of, I can say, a number of good players in Singapore. But why, in this from my time, why they don't succeed in football? Because firstly, I think a lot of distraction. Secondly, they don't have that three Ds. They don't have that discipline, determination, dedication. They thought the skill will always be the one. It's not. It's about the will. You don't have the will. You don't have the power to, to go through all the trainings
The challenges
repetitively,
as well,
the
overcoming
challenges.
challenges, yeah.
Because yeah. Because if you are afraid of meeting challenges in life, you will achieve nothing. And those who really dare to gamble on their whatever they're doing, and they have faith in what they do, they must believe also in their talent. They will achieve. But important is the will. I my quote is the will, is important because it's not always about the skill.
Right.
Yeah. So I mean, like, I can't remember who said this. One of the people that quote. I always learn. I like to read. They said the best way to predict the future is to create it. So you have to create it yourself. You cannot expect people to help you. The problem with our boys, they need the exposure. It's easy to be a national team player in Singapore. I've seen it the last few months. Anything they can pick up, become national player. But one, two game, they disappear. Why? So, I mean, if you are incomplete to be an athlete, it's really difficult. So there is a saying as well, if you're not competitive enough, don't compete. Because there's a saying, because you want to be the footballer or you want to be whatever, you have to achieve it by going the hard way, trying, always never give up in life.
Right.
Yeah,
Perfect.
it's easy. People say it's easy for me to say, be I've been through. But I was a young boy. I tell my father I want to be a footballer, and I made it to as a
Yes.
footballer. And nobody forced me to play, not even my father. And I don't force my son, my kids to play. If you want to play, this is what I say. You need to do three Ds. You need to sacrifice. You need to have the will. If you don't have the will, your skill is useless. Determination. And I mean, I hope there's many more Singaporean kids or youth play abroad. Then you get the exposure, you come back, you teach the local boys.
Right.
That's
Perfect.
very
Wonderful.
important.
Wonderfully said. Wonderful. Wonderful
Yep.
stuff.
So Fandi, it's been a long interview. I mean, thanks for being very patient to sit through the interview and also, to overcome that technical difficulty in between as
No.
well.
This part and parcel of football. Sometimes the referee do it badly. You got to accept
This are the referee is the
it.
technology.
That's
Like
why
you,
I
I'm
say.
also old school, so sometimes technology
Yeah, you know
is not on
the
our side.
I just want to ask you, this one is out of this is for the World Cup. The
Yeah.
Japan goal, whether it's goal or not
In or
goal.
out?
If you see properly, the ball is out. I don't
Out,
know.
yeah.
Okay,
Yeah.
if Mar not Maradona, where's it? Ronaldo, I think the first match penalty, was it a penalty? The referee never watched,
No.
bro. Never
Yeah.
even touch him.
Yeah.
So how they call it, bro?
I thought that was soft as well, the
Very
Ronaldo's
soft.
penalty.
He
Yeah.
cleared the ball, and
Yeah.
then Ronaldo,
Yeah.
a good actor. Maybe his fans will be very angry with me, but tell them to look properly.
Yeah, I mean, this World Cup has been a lot of ups and downs.
Yes. The VAR causes a lot of confusion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes on the ball here, pump hands ball penalty. Sometimes
Yeah.
no
Yeah. No
penalty.
penalty. Yeah.
We don't
Correct.
understand. Yeah. So I don't know, man. But this life, that's one thing good about football. Everything
Always,
is
always
changed.
got something to talk about.
Yeah, that's why football is interesting. It's round. You go around, the same thing happened in the last 20 years, 30 years, the same thing happened. Yeah, but I enjoy football. I mean, all the fans, they are fun. They watch and you see they are so happy. When you go to a football game, you are so happy. You let loose all the stress in at home or at work, correct?
Correct.
Even shouting, whether they shout, good thing, bad thing, as long as the stress is out. Last time is stress, now it's mental.
Mental health. Yeah.
Mental health.
No, mental health, yeah.
Okay. But it's also good for them, you know, it's good for
Yeah,
them.
Good. Yeah, because last time our coach say, you before you receive the awareness, you must glance. Now they say different words. I also sometimes confused because too technology, too scientific.
Right.
This is the world of sports science, which is
Right.
interesting.
Yes.
But sometimes you need a lot of sense to understand the game better.
Okay.
Just common sense, like just easier.
Yeah, because
Keep it basic. Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of selection of players when the coaches or the team wants to buy, they use the analysts. The analysts look on the stats. But he doesn't ever seen him play, just on videos. So I sometimes I disagree with them.
Yeah,
Yeah.
completely agree with you.
This guy can run 16 kilometer in a game, 14 kilometer, and oh, very good. But whether he has the ball or not, we don't know.
Yeah, true,
I
correct.
mean,
Because this is the world of stats now in football, and because of stats as well, players that you know play well and really were really great, they are downplayed because their stats are not in their favor. So
yeah, true also,
that's
yeah.
football world now because they never watch players play. Never watch full matches. A lot of people don't watch full matches now. They watch highlights. You don't get enough knowledge. Yeah.
But this is just all our opinion. Eh?
Yes.
Because we've seen different, because our time is different. That's why we say we old school. Or those, you know, against it. I mean, too bad. Because we are old school. We don't see this before. Yeah. And when you, let's say, if I was a coach and Kelvin is my player in the 70s, 80s. Kelvin.
Yes.
Can you play on the left back?
Can.
Kevin said, can. Can you play on the right? Yes, can. But now you ask, no, I can only play on
left
the
side.
left wing. Left wing.
Yeah.
On our time, we say, hey, Pandi, can you play? Coach, you put me anywhere, I play. Because I want to play. I don't want to sit.
Yeah.
So you try your best. So that's why those players, the players are very flexible. They can play a few positions. I play a few positions. I play central midfield, left midfield, right midfield. I play striker. Coach put, because Jita say, Fandi, one day we don't have a striker. Can you play striker? Yet, anywhere you put, I play. La. So now it's very difficult. Oh, because they are structured, the coaches put them on the right, on the left. That's why it's important. One day you'll find his the best, his strength, and where it's good for the team. Until when they are older, but not young. You play. I can play left back only because I can left footer. But you can play center back. You can play left wing also.
Right.
You can
Yeah.
play. But it's important. That's why sometimes it's difficult because it's very scientific. You know, very scientific ways of selecting players. Too scientific.
Too scientific now.
Yeah. Too scientific. Football has become too scientific now because of VAR. All. The whole world will collapse. Eh?
I'm actually looking forward to VAR coming to the S-League. I want to
I
see
heard.
how is it going to be done in the S-League, which is going to be very interesting.
So, you see, last time they depend on three referees. Now they depend on three plus another six inside, maybe, plus the TV.
Yeah.
Last time referee make mistakes. Football is a mistake game, a game of mistakes. Referee also made mistake.
Yeah.
Last time referee made mistake, he cannot work. Referee cannot work. Now they make VAR make mistake. They never get work.
Yeah.
They say technology. This technology, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're just having fun. I mean, you can talk so long, but this is only our opinion.
Right.
We have fun. Hopefully, we never
offend anyone,
antagonize anybody or whatever. La, you know?
Yeah.
Just fun talk. You know, fans. We are fans now.
We are football fans, yes.
We know more football, but we are fans.
Yes.
We just
say
whatever you want. It's a free country.
Yeah.
For those who are not happy, sorry. Very sorry. Football is round. You go anywhere, it will come back to you.
True. True. Okay, Fandi, it's been fun.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot again for sharing all your memories and being
Yeah,
very patient
no
with
worries.
us.
Yeah.
I wish you all the best
Yeah,
and
thank you.
hope to see you around. Even
Thank
though
you,
I'm not
Rajiv.
here, even though you can't see me now, but yeah, I hope to see
Yeah,
you around.
I see the R. I'm happy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That's
life
good.
is very short, and you got to stay happy and healthy. The
100%.
important
Yeah,
thing, you must
true.
be happy and healthy. That's all.
Yeah.
I mean,
All right.
I'm
Yeah.
good. You know, I'm approachable. It's
Yeah.
okay.
It's
Yes.
good to see you smiling, happy. You know, I thought this podcast just went past just like that. You
Yeah.
know, we are just
I
smiling,
didn't
talking.
realize 2 hours. I told you
Yeah.
1 hour, now nearly 2 hours. Yeah.
Hours.
Yeah, true, correct, correct. Yeah.
Because
All
it's
right.
fun. You know, enjoy, you share
Yeah.
whatever you have experienced before. Hopefully they pick up something.
100%,
Yeah.
100%. Thank
Yeah.
you so much, Fandi.
Thank you, thank you.
Welcome. Take
Take
care.
care.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.